in the limelight.
U.S. Republican Senator Liz Cheney said Newt Gingrich, a former House Speaker, is threatening jail time for members of Congress who are investigating the violent attack on our Capitol and our Constitution. This is what it looks like when the rule of law unravels. We're prepared for you an article written jointly by Martin Pengelly and Richard Luscombe. The piece is titled, Outrage as Newt Gingrich says Capitol attack investigators could be jailed. Newt Gingrich, a former House Speaker and candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, stoked outrage on Sunday, 23rd of January, by predicting members of the House committee investigating the Capitol attack will be imprisoned if Republicans retake the chamber this year. One of two Republicans on the committee, Liz Cheney, said, a former Speaker of the House is threatening jail time for members of Congress who are investigating the violent attack on our Capitol and on our Constitution. This is what it looks like when the rule of law unravels. Newt Gingrich made his name with scorched earth opposition to Bill Clinton in the 1990s and ran for the Republican presidential nomination in 2012. He is now a prominent Donald Trump supporter, right-wing gadfly, and advisor to House Republican leaders. He made this prediction on Fox News Channel, for which he's a contributor. Calling the members of the 6th of January committee wolves who are going to find out that they're now sheep, he said that if Republicans take Congress in November, this is all going to come crashing down. They're the ones who, in fact, I think, face a real risk of jail for the kinds of laws they're breaking. The 6th of January committee has recommended criminal charges for the former White House advisor Steve Bannon and Mark Meadows, Donald Trump's final chief of staff. Both have refused to comply with subpoenas. Steve Bannon has pleaded not guilty to contempt of Congress, a charge that carries a year imprisonment, with a trial set for the summer. The Department of Justice has not acted regarding Mark Meadows. Newt Gingrich added, you have both with Attorney General Merrick Garland and this select committee on 6th of January people who have run amok. They're running over people's civil liberties. He added, and what they need to understand is on 4th of January next year, you're going to have a Republican majority in the House and a Republican majority in the Senate. And all these people who have been so tough and so mean and so nasty are going to be delivered subpoenas for every document, every conversation, and every tweet, and every email. Gingrich also said the committee was basically a lynch mob. Another member of the committee, the Democrat Zoe Lofgren, told CNN Newt Gingrich's comments were just bizarre. I think Newt has really lost it. You know, it leaves me speechless. Alluding to Donald Trump's attempt to overturn his defeat in part through the Capitol putsch, Zoe Lofgren added, I mean, unless he's assuming that the government does get overthrown and there's no system of justice. Most observers expect Republicans to at least retake the House of Representatives this November and to turn their sights on Democrats, who impeached Donald Trump twice, and on Joe Biden. But some see a legal net closing on Donald Trump himself. Recently, it emerged that the 6th of January committee has requested interviews with figures including Ivanka Trump, a move that prompted the former president to complain about vicious people who go after children. Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka is 40 years old. Furthermore, Donald Trump's niece was among observers to point out that Trump himself has no problem going after other people's children. Speaking to MSNBC, Mary Trump accused her uncle of enormous hypocrisy for going after Hunter Biden. Joe Biden's son, who last I checked never worked for the federal government, so his double standard is grotesque on its face. Mary Trump also had a warning for her cousin, saying, Trump will throw anybody under the bus if he believes it's in his best interest to do so. Also on Sunday, 23rd of January, the chair of the House committee, the Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, told CBS, the panel has spoken to William Barr, Donald Trump's second attorney general. William Barr stoked criticism by overseeing investigation of Trump's claim of electoral fraud in his defeat by Biden, but infuriated the president when he said no evidence was found. He resigned before 6th of January 2021. Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois defied Republican leadership to join the House Select Committee investigating the 6th of January attack. Adam Kinzinger will retire at the midterms. Liz Cheney faces Trump-endorsed challenger. Other senior Republicans, including Trump allies Jim Jordan and Scott Perry and Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, have refused requests to cooperate with the House Select Committee. Benny Thompson told CBS's Face the Nation program that William Barr, who was accused of making the Justice Department Trump's tool, but who resigned before Donald Trump left office, had spoken more than once with the panel. Benny Thompson said, to be honest with you, we've had conversations with the former Attorney General already. His host, Margaret Brennan, asked if the panel would seek answers from William Barr over the discovery of a draft executive order for the U.S. military to seize voting machines in contested states. Benny Thompson said, we have talked to Department of Defense individuals, adding, we're concerned that our military was part of this big lie on promoting that the election was false. If you are using the military to potentially seize voting machines, even though it's a discussion, the public needs to know. News of the interviews with William Barr, who angered Donald Trump by insisting there was no evidence to support his lies of a stolen election, dealt another blow to the former president, whose political and legal woes escalated significantly in recent days. Unlike other Trump world insiders who have refused to cooperate with the January 6 Select Committee, such as former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and strategist Steve Bannon, and National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, William Barr appears to have spoken willingly to the House Select Committee.